are listening to X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM, and in Nehalem, Wheeler, Manzanita, and Rock Rock Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM, streaming online everywhere at xray.fm. It's time once again for a getaway to respected Ladyland.
Got your chance for light of morning. Hey, hey, turn your back now and treat you funny.
So what?
We're hip to the boss man's game.
We're hip.
Sell your soul, got yourself some fame. They're gonna try to buy the women out.
Berkeley Women's Music Collective. From 1976, the song, We're Hip. They kinda were hip. I'm DJ Action Slacks, and I'd like to welcome you to respected Ladyland, where I pay homage to women of the golden age of the record industry. For a long, long time, lesbians, like me, have been annoying the world with our pesky insistence on existing. Making matters worse, we have often had the nerve to want to be involved with society. For whatever reason, this makes a lot of people uncomfortable. For the first 200 years of this country, the ruling class did a pretty good job of keeping lesbians underground, but they began to push back, getting involved in liberation movements of the 1960s. But even there, lesbians found themselves unwelcome. By the mid-1970s, lesbians had had enough of being undervalued and pushed to the sidelines. Some found a new kind of empowerment in embracing a radical idea called separatism. Rejecting the patriarchy by splitting off and forming their own counterculture, free of judgment, centered around their own needs and focused on equity amongst themselves. It was a rebuke of the vilification of gay women and an early example of what we now call radical self-love. Because when society refuses to accept you and even punishes you for who you are, it's an act of rebellion to simply love yourself. Women who had lived their lives isolated, closeted, and in fear of life-destroying consequences of being exposed as gay, began working together to build a network of support and sisterhood across the nation. It was not only an effort to eliminate aloneness for lesbians, it was intended to be a revolution. In this environment, a collective of intellectual women established Olivia Records in 1973. Intentionally separate from the rest of the predatory record industry, Olivia was designed to embody the values of what became known as the women's movement, women with a Y, and they were determined to produce its musical soundtrack. But there were many significant goals beyond that for the founders of Olivia Records. They were looking to create an economy amongst themselves, not reliant on the patriarchy. This would empower them to build something that would allow lesbian musicians to be able to make a living. Additionally, they sought to use their music to generate a social setting for lesbians to gather together and feel a sense of a wider community in which they could experience belonging. While the music of Olivia Records may not be everyone's cup of tea, it definitely deserves a listen. Not only for its historic significance, but because of the quality of the work. I'm especially thinking of the outstanding musicianship of a number of BIPOC lesbian funky jazz artists who, without Olivia Records, may never have been given the opportunity to record. That alone is a major cultural contribution. Speaking of which, in the background is piano and keyboard player Mary Watkins with a song called Witch's Revenge from 1978, featuring all women musicians as well as a woman recording engineer. Mary Watkins essentially became one of Olivia Records' house musicians, providing support on a number of other artists' LPs. This episode of Respected Ladyland features some of my favorite tracks from Olivia Records, and I hope you will stick around and give it a listen. This is KXRY X-Ray FM, gazing deep into the heart of Portland's most curious listeners and delivering the sounds to satisfy their souls. Was the first lady of Olivia Records, or at least its first recording artist, Meg Christian, from 1977. You heard her performing Sue Fink's song, Leaping Lesbians. You also heard the funky jazz fusion-ish band BB Roach from 1976 with Hoodooed in the background. Woody Simmons from Seattle, play guitar, piano, and banjo. The song's called Sweet Four Wings from 1977. It was on an album called Oregon Mountain, distributed by Olivia Records. I'm DJ Action Slacks, and you're listening to the Respected Ladyland Radio Project, a series celebrating the underappreciated creative contributions women made during the golden age of the record industry. If you want to learn more about me, this radio show, my other music projects, my in-person dance parties, or if you want to send me a message or a question, you can visit my website, djactionslacks.com. It's always good to know you're out there listening. This episode, we're taking time to appreciate the historic, revolutionary independent record label, Olivia Records, founded by a collective of intellectual lesbians in 1974. In 1977, Olivia Records released a various artists album protesting the singer Anita Bryant, who had embarked on an anti-gay campaign rebuking the discrimination protections for LGBTQ people. Anita was also an orange juice spokesperson for the Florida Citrus Commission. The album released by Olivia was cleverly entitled Lesbian Concentrate, a reference to concentrated orange juice. The next couple of tracks are from that LP. You'll be hearing from poet Pat Parker in a couple of minutes, but first up is a legend of the Bay Area music scene, Linda Tillery, who recorded a few rock and soul records in the 1960s with her band Loading Zone, and she also released a psychedelic soul record as Sweet Linda Divine. At Olivia Records, she took on a pivotal role as a producer, a house band drummer, and one of their best-known recording artists. The song you're about to hear is called Don't Pray For Me and addresses Anita Bryant's sanctimonious language and weaponization of so-called Christian values against gay people. Here's Linda Tillery from 1977.
I know why you cry, Sister Nita. A life spent on your body while a ruse enslaved you. Of the traps you that makes you think it's the wrong I do. Yeah, don't you know that you're a victim? A sweet Christian lady for reaching hate.
Truth, your money can buy.
remember your own guilt and lack of faith.
This last poem I will dedicate to our good sister Anita. It's called "For the Straight Folks Who Don't Mind Gays But Wish They Weren't So Blatant." You know, some people got a lot of nerve. Sometimes I don't believe the things I see and hear. Have you met the woman who's shocked by two women kissing and in the same breath tells you that she's pregnant? But gays shouldn't be blatant. Or this straight couple sits next to you in a movie and you can't hear the dialogue because of the sound effects. But gays shouldn't be blatant. And the woman in your office spends your whole lunch hour talking about her new bikini drawers and how much her husband likes them. But gays shouldn't be blatant. Or the hip chick in your class, rattling a mile a minute while you're trying to get stoned in a john about the camping trip she took with her musician boyfriend. But gays shouldn't be blatant. You go in a public bathroom, and all over the walls, there's John loves Mary, Janice digs Richard, Pepe loves Dolores, etc. But gays shouldn't be blatant. Or you go to an amusement park, and there's a tunnel of love, and pictures of straights painted on the front, and grinning couples coming in and out. But gays shouldn't be blatant. Fact is, blatant heterosexuals are all over the place. Supermarkets, movies, at work, in church, in books, on television, every day and night, every place, even in gay bars. And they want gay men and women to go hide in the closets. So to you straight folks, I say, sure, I'll go, if you go too. But I'm polite, so after you. Thank you.
X-Ray FM.
So they've got this project called the B-1 Bomber, and they found all kinds of companies to shape and make it go. And they say it's for our safety and our honor, but we like it less and less the more we know. So before they vote affirmative, let's talk about alternatives. We've got concerns, we've got the right to say, bombs away. Bombs away. No more weapons in the sky, no more destroyers in the bay. When the people on the ground have enough to go around. We'll have no more need for fighting. Let's put the bombs away. With the money that it takes to build a bomber, we could be raising hospitals and co-ops and schools. But the profits can't compare with those monsters of the air. And if you don't like war, you're a sissy or a fool. So the contractors are eager while wages stay meager. We murder to earn a poor week's pay. Bombs away, put the bombs away. No more weapons in the sky, no more destroyers in the bay. No more need for fighting, let's put the bombs away. All the metal that it takes to build a bomber comes from countries we therefore have to keep for our friends. All the tungsten, all the chrome comes from other people's homes, which we invade, then find we must defend. So the generals get secure, but our neighbors just get poorer. Danger grows, war is surer every day.
Bombs away.
No more weapons in the sky, no more destroyers in the bay. When the people on the ground have enough to go around, we'll have no more need for fighting. Let's put the bombs away. Human souls, all the slick expensive lies and the pessimistic sighs, and it feels like our own lives are full of holes. Things are bad and getting worse, but we can put it in reverse. Work for peace conversion, that's the only way to keep the bombs away.
Bombs away,
bombs away,
bombs away.
No more weapons in the sky, no more destroyers in the bay.
Once again, this is Woody Simmons from 1977 with Banjo Raga. You also heard Joanna Kasdan from 1977 with Bombs Away, and Kay Gardner from 1975 with Wise Women. I'm DJ Action Slacks, and you're listening to the Respected Ladyland Radio Project, focusing on the endeavors of women during the golden age of the record industry. Each episode of Respected Ladyland has a different theme or subject. And if you want to learn more about this radio show or access the archives, there are all kinds of things on my website, djactionslacks.com. Every performer who's queer faces a highly consequential decision, whether to self-marginalize and become a performer specifically for the queer community, or to seek a broad audience and become a performer who happens to be queer, thus hopefully furthering the acceptance of queer people beyond our own LGBTQ community. Choosing to be a performer for queers tends to shut a performer out of other opportunities. But these days it can also be lucrative. That wasn't so much the case back in the day. Attempting to reach a broad audience also has its perils. A performer may find themselves rejected due to their queerness, or having to hide their sexual identity for acceptance. If you think about it, there weren't a lot of obvious lesbians being accepted in the mainstream until fairly recently. Acceptance was much, much more of an issue back in the 1970s. And as I reflect on the musicians of Olivia Records, who took a plunge into the depths of lesbian identity to the point of no return, I find myself in awe of the amount of bravery that took. Of course, there's the risk of being targeted for violence. And once you release a record on which you sing about being a lesbian, you're no longer going to be able to deny that fact. It will affect the rest of your life and your career, which is why even to this day, many performers won't come out until they feel the benefit outweighs the risk, especially with wavering support for the LGBTQ community. In recent years, we have a lot more musicians performing queer country music, and that's significant because country music has long been associated with social conservatism. That's why this next recording makes quite a statement, having been recorded in the country music style. Here is Teresa Trull from 1977.
My family claims the right to know what's wrong with me. They say I'm not turning out the way that they're meant to be. My mother's given up my marriage. My father's given up his son. The Holy One is way a woman loving women when it's said and done. Cause we're woman loving women. Sing it loud and long. Yeah, well, sisters united in love is oh so strong. Face, but soon they'll see that we're a woman loving women, and that's all we'll be. At home or at work, they'll try to put you down. They can't seem to understand how you survive with no loving man around. Well, listen, people, and I'll tell you this. Loving a woman ain't one stroke short of bliss. And we're a woman loving women when it's said and done. Cause we're
woman loving women. Sing it loud and long. Yeah, we're sisters united in a love that's oh so strong. Some say our praise is an Amazon face.
Think Sappho was a little touch. I just think Sappho loved that touch we all love so much. And we're a woman loving women, and we're all too much. Cause we're
woman loving women. Sing it loud and long.
Yeah, we're
sisters united in a love that's so, so strong. Some say our praise is an Amazon face.
I'm feeling good. them.
From 1977 with Freedom Time. You also heard the Berkeley Women's Music Collective from 1978 with People. I want to thank you for giving a listen to some of the music from the independent record label Olivia Records. Like this radio show, Olivia Records was created to offer an escape from misogyny, as well as homophobia. I thank them for their efforts in trying to establish a better existence for people like me. And I encourage you to learn more about Olivia Records and what it took to organize a project like that, because the story is much too big to convey in a one-hour radio episode. Please remember, anytime you need a musical escape, you can visit Respected Ladyland. All you need to do is access my archives by going to the radio show section of my website, djactionslacks.com. And we'll disco our way out of this episode with Mary Watkins from 1977.
In English Lit, they told me Kafka was good 'cause he created the best nightmares ever. I think I should go find that professor and ask why we didn't study the police department.